All right. Put it right here, maybe.
I can sit.
Thanks, bro. Here. Unless you want your own chair, you sit there, too. Well, good morning, children.
Good morning.
How are y'all? Doing pretty good? I hope so. Y'all sleep pretty good last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Yes. Is there a good reason why you shouldn't sit still and listen?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad y'all said it. All right. Well, today, I want to share a story with you that I heard from an old man who's recently passed away. And I think I would have forgotten the story, except I heard that he died, and I instantly thought of the one thing I remembered him saying. But first, I'd like to read a few verses here from the Bible. I hope it's okay with the rest of you. I'm going to read from the NLT. I don't think it's a very good version, but I think it's a good commentary. So if you'll give me grace this morning. All right, 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read from verse 26 to verse 29. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considered foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose those things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and use them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. So to break that down even a little bit more, what Paul is writing to the church in Corinth is saying that God uses things that humanity, that people wouldn't think maybe as very great. God chooses to use the weak things to overpower those things that are strong. He takes foolish things, or things that seem foolish, to overpower things that are wiser than what we think. And I have a story just to give a little illustration, and we'll pull something from it. So many years ago, when God created the world, now this is partly fictitious and partly true, okay? So just give me grace as I tell a story. Many years ago, when God created the world, God created a big rock, a very, very big rock. And it was at the top of a mountain where everybody could see it. And this rock thought he was big, he was strong, he is mighty, and he was going to do big things for God. He watched as God created the animals, as God created Adam and Eve. And when Adam and Eve sinned, he saw it. He saw when they were chased out of the garden. He was there when he saw all the things that happened in the world. And yet he kept thinking, you know, all these horrible things. And yet he was going to do something for God. It was going to be big. It was going to be mighty. It was going to be powerful because he was a big and a mighty rock. A big rock.
I gotta
go back. Okay, go for it. Well, there came a time where he saw way down below this man. And he was building something. He thought, that's interesting. I wonder what this man's building. As time went on, many years passed, he realized he's building a boat in the middle of some valley. What's he doing that for? This man kept building. Some other people were helping him build this big boat. He watched when it was finished, and all these animals came. They all went into the boat, and these people had built the boat. They went into the boat, and he wondered, what is happening? What's going to happen here? Why are all these people doing such strange things? Really? He told my next part of the story. All of a sudden, he felt raindrops, something he never felt before, splatter on his rocky surface. It started raining more and more, and all of a sudden, boom! That mountain he was on erupted and shot him off. There he went. Ah! It's rolling and tumbling. More water came rushing, gushing, and bam! He hit something else. Crack! A piece of him flew off. Oh, no! Bang! He hits another thing. Another piece of him flies off. And he goes rolling and tumbling all over the place. Keeps hitting this. Crick. That. Boom. That. Crick. Pieces are flying off all over the place. He thought, what in the world is going to happen to me? You know, each time he did that, he got smaller and smaller. He thought, this is terrible. Pretty soon, I'm going to be too small to do anything for God at this rate. Well, you know what happened to him? He went tumbling and bumbling and hurtling down all kinds of areas as the waters were so torrential and just boiling and all this stuff. And he became a small, little, tiny, what he thought was a pathetic stone. He lay there at the bottom of the ocean, feeling mighty sorry for himself. Here he is, small, insignificant, among thousands of other rocks, millions of other tiny little stones, no different than the rest of them, when he used to be the biggest, the best, the mightiest on the top of a mountain. There he is, just one of a billion. And he thought, I'm never going to do big things for God. Oh, he was so sad. If a rock could cry, he would be crying. And, you know, eventually the waters went down, and where he was, just a little trickle of a stream. He thought, this is so sad. He watched more history going by, but he couldn't do anything. He wasn't big. He wasn't powerful. Years went by, and he just sat there in this little trickling brook. One day, he saw two armies side by side, gonna fight each other. But they weren't fighting. They were just camped there, not doing anything, just there. He tried to see what he could see, but he's pretty little, so he couldn't see much. But all of a sudden, he did see one guy who's pretty tall, pretty big. This man, he was cursing God and cursing God's people. And he thought, how dare he do that? If I was big and mighty, I would show him. I would show him who what he should be doing and who he should be fearing. I'm just small. I can't do anything. Just one of a billion. Just poor me. And he heard him for 40 days. This guy kept coming down, cursing God. Oh, made the rock mad. What was he going to do? Couldn't do anything. One day, though, this little shepherd boy came by, started picking up some rocks. And hand reached down and picked up this one rock. He thought, oh, no, I'm being picked up. Where am I be taken? He put him in a bag with some other rocks. There he was. Now he couldn't see anything. He wasn't sure how this whole story was going to take place. He was disappointed. He wanted to see what was going to happen. He wanted to see these armies fight. You know, he wanted to see this man, you know, get killed, this guy who's defying God. But now he's just there, stuck in a bag, jostled around as this little boy runs somewhere. And, well, he realized that this giant's voice he heard was getting louder. He thought, huh, I must be getting closer. What's happening? All of a sudden, he sees light, the flap opens up, and the hand picks him up, takes him out, puts him in a sling, and he starts spinning him around. He flies through the air. And guess where he was headed? You probably know. He was headed right for that giant. Boom, hit the giant and killed him. And he realized that God actually did have a purpose for him, but he couldn't use him when he was that big, mighty, strong rock, right? God had to whittle him down until he was tiny. I don't know how big he was, but big enough that, or small enough that David could put him in a sling and swing him around. That's often the way it works in our lives. We think, when I'm big, I'm going to do big things for God. When I finish school, I'll be smart enough to do whatever for God. When I can work, I'll earn money, and I'll give money for God. You know, you'll do all these things for God when you're older, right? How many of you have thought of that? Have you ever thought of that before? I know I did when I was little. Sometimes I still think that. You know, when I have gray hairs, I'll do this for God. But, you know, the fact is, God wants to use us now. And even if we feel small and like we don't have much to offer the Lord, Jesus said that anyone who's to enter the kingdom of heaven must become like a little child. That means those of us who are adults need to take a lesson and say, why does Jesus say we must become like a little child, simply trusting the Lord? Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Don't forbid them when he was blessing them. And the disciples said, hey, you know, get these children away from you. He said, no, let the children come to me. God wants to use you, and look for opportunities. God, even though the world might think children, you know, maybe can't do many things, you might not think you can do much for the Lord. You can. You need to look for those opportunities, though. and have a heart that wants to do what God wants. This rock, this big rock, you know, even though he didn't know what the Lord's purpose for him was, he wanted to do God's work. Maybe he was proud at first and God had to humble him. You also should have a heart that wants to please the Lord. All right, thank you so much. You can go back to your parents.